No, the law of it. That's how the Messiah's Torah works. You don't want to be part of it, you don't. Perek Yud Dalet. Perek Yud Dalet. Just told you what my Rebbe told me once in Shia. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing what a yeshiva is supposed to do, is to teach the Talmidim what they learned from their Rebbe. That's my job. Nothing more.
I guess you don't want me.
No! You heard me say I don't tweet.
I heard you trying to say something choice. Without being clear.
So, I gave you a choice. I gave you a choice. That's all. I put something on the table and you can choose to do what you want. I never said it's not okay. Did anybody hear me say, don't eat this?
What were you trying to communicate with?
I was doing what I'm paid to do.
Which is why?
To share with you
what I'm asking to be clear. What are you trying to communicate?
You keep interrupting. I was telling you what I'd heard from my Rebbe in a similar situation.
Which means what?
Which means I did and thought about what my Rebbe had said, and I did what I did, and I'm telling you to do what you want to do. I never told anybody what to do.
I never told anybody what to do.
I said what I said. I mean, look, all the much Russian friends. I said what I said. Amavin Yovin, Zil, Perek Yud Dalet. Let's see what this means. Kuf Yud Tes. Kushnas Tafshin Yud Ches. When was that? Kashela Marati Etzel Meiri Verebi Agoin Reb Michal Be Weiss Mandel Zeche Tzadik Rekodesh Livrocha. Anybody who doesn't know who that is, this is the time now to get his Sefer, Beina Mitzarim, and to read it. Very Nogaya to Nyone de Yoim. Reb Weiss Mandel was one of the great that came out of the Holocaust and saved many lives and put together many things and was very involved in the safety he wrote is worth reading. Not light reading. That's why you read it now. Because the rest of the year you can't read it unless you're completely dead or insensitive. If you have any sensitivity left inside of you, that book will turn you upside down. It's called Beina Mitzarim, the 3-week period we're in now. Okay. He was an old man and already ill. And it was incumbent upon him, it fell upon him to be concerned and worrying about the physical needs of the yeshiva. So when yeshiva has financial problems, one of the solutions is you make a dinner.
Yeah,
make a dinner on Motzei Shabbos and you get people to give money. Haravando al loya amu lagi lekenus hazem itnei chulshoso. He wasn't expected to come because he was very weak and old already. Harefim osra leletzet mi beis. The doctors had said it's osra to go out of his house. The Germans had also said it was osra to go out of your house, and he was walking around the streets trying to save people's lives and whatever, and they never stopped him. He was a malach. Anyway, Vadai Shelo Yecholayani Nois Bishna Tzibur. For sure, he wasn't going to speak in front of the Tzibur. Zichreni Sheishavnu B'Mesibat Talmidot Avreichim Bochim V'Shemana L'Divra Noami. We all sat there, the Talmidim B'Yeshiva, and that's funny, the businessmen and that, whatever. And people were speaking, what they do at the dinner. Lepeta Hushla Chas Bakal. And a vice mandel zeh tzadik v'kodesh livrocha hoyfia v'petach. There he was. He entered the hall. The v'ataynu l'marot sh'arayfim also ala esadibu hubikesh at hubikesh l'daber. The doctor told him also da-da-da, and he requested to speak. Anir Gashimod. Obviously, everyone was very emotional. He's all Holocaust survivors, and he was a major force in the Holocaust survivor world. He started the yeshiva when they came out the Holocaust. This was the yeshiva. Lo chashavnu sheyegia. We never thought he would come. Vata lo rak shehu magia, hu gam medaber. Didn't think he would come. Now he's going to speak. He could barely walk. The last thing he ever said in the tzibur. And he passed away 2 weeks later. The kach amar. This is what he said. Maybe nani. I understand well. Shanoimim shidibru v'yedabru kah na'eru v'yedabru v'shvochi. I know they all said praises about me. I decided instead of telling other people to speak about me, I'll speak about myself. Even though that's not a very nice thing to do. I have a special message to tell you. I'm one of thousands, many, many, many. Shlichim. Then he translates the word shlichim properly. Agent, but that doesn't do it. Shlichim. Not what a shlich. Shakorosh bochu shalach la'olamoy v'nosen b'yodom shlichus. Hashem sent to this world and gave us a shlichus, gave us a mission. Gam ani nishalti lo'ilam hazeh al yedei boi roilo v'ashevach shilu shani ma'amin b'shluchosi. I was also sent into this world with a mission statement, with a shlichus. And the praise that I have about myself is that I believe in my mission. Im yesh bimayla azuhu malos. If I have any positive quality, this is it. Ani yodea mi ani. I know who I am, which is not a small thing. Ma godul tafkidi. I know how big my job is. And I know how much power I have in my hands. If I'm the shliach of Hashem, then the halacha is, the halacha, the hilcha shliachus is what? That a person has the koyach of the mashalayah. Somebody sends you to makadash a woman for him, you can makadash a woman using shliachus. If he's not allowed to makadish this woman because she's offered to him with a chiyuv koros, then the shliach won't be able to fulfill the shliachus. Just as he can't makadish her, the shliach can't. And if the mashalayach has the koyach to makadish this woman, then the shliach has exactly the same koyach as the mashalayach. So if I'm a shliach of a kodesh baruch hu, as yeshli min hashamayim, it's kol hakoyach, it's lebetz, it's shluchos, then I have all the koyach of a kodesh baruch hu to fulfill my mission. I'm a shliach of Hashem, and the halacha is that I have the koyach of the mashalaya. Well then, I have the koyach from kodesh baruch hu, what he gave me to do my job. Pam chashavti, I once thought, shetafkidi bo'ilam yeh lahatzil million yehudim miyehudi hanor Hungaria. I believe once that my mission in this world was to save a million Jews in Hungary from the Nazis. Yemach Shmo. Nesiti v'izam tziti b'kol mina ishtadliyos kvirus v'nizgavos latzolus yudi Hungaria. V'ein kan mokem l'partom. I did, and we know he did. He turned the world upside down to try and save the Jews of Hungary. And unfortunately, many of our own people damaged his plans and was unable to save them. The Jews left him alone to do what he had to do, he would have done. But unfortunately, you can read in the book, he got sabotaged from inside. Not from the Goyim ready to deal with it. You couldn't get the Yidden to it to anyway.
Now you want truck against Jewish people. Get some money, but the Jewish
agency wouldn't come out. The American, the reform movement in America wouldn't allow him to send money into Nazi Germany, into Hungary, because it was an enemy state. Yeah. Anyway, you can read about that. Tisha B'Av, Ulay, Ani Choshev, Ozek, Tzat, but you can vomit it. Okay. הקדוש ברוך הוא גילה לי שזה לא תפקידי. אנשים שואלים, that's not my job. I did everything I could to translate if I gave him to me. ונסור, אני לא יכול. זהו. When he saved, אבל... לאחר מכאן, נותן לי הקדוש ברוך הוא שליחס להקים ישיבה ולמד תלמידים. אין הקדוש ברוך הוא גם יהיה job to study ישיבה and to teach תלמידים. וכך המשיך הרב לדבר על העניין. אני carried on speaking. כמה חושב הוא האדם שמקי ודי שליחוסוי. ותפקיד בו אלא משתדל למול איס יודוי. How important is this Jew who knows what his mission is and what his job is, and he tries with all his might to fulfill his mission. Get it on. Dvarim elu nechnosu az belibi. These words went deep into my heart. Achayiti betuach shemamash od rega ha-Mashiach megia. We were sitting there and we thought Mashiach is going to come any second. ויגמר תפקידנו כשליח הקדוש ברוך הוא, then my mission as a שליח of הקדוש ברוך הוא would end, שראיתי בו לא ארץ די, אז השם כמיים לי יום החסד. Because then the world will be מולה די השם, you don't need me. It'll be משה רבינו, דוד המלך, משתום המלך, I can step back. מי חלם אז שיתהיה לנו הזדמנות לחזור על הדברים הללו? Who would have ever thought then that we'd have an opportunity to go back and discuss these things. אז אפילו בחלום הכי רחוק לא הייתי מעלה על דעתי שאת 55 שנה הייתי ספר וצטט בו דברו. I would never have dreamed in a million years that 55 years later I would be writing a book and repeating these words in that book. Who could have thought such things? אך כך רצה בורא אלו. That's what Hashem wanted. ורוצה אותנו כשגרירים, שגרירים ושליחים בעולם. Hashem wants us to be ambassadors and שליחים in our world. היא שליחים. עלינו לשאת תפקיד זה באחריות עצומה. We have to take this job very seriously. We have to take ourselves seriously. We have to take the job seriously. הקדוש ברוך הוא האמין בנו. הוא סומך עלינו שנבצע את תפקידנו כראוי. Hashem trusts us. He knows that we will fulfill our mission properly. Ugedivrei Chazal b'Yalkut Shmoini. Kel Emuna. What's Kel Emuna? Hashem is Emuna. Translation of Emuna there in most places is faithful. Faithful. Emuna is from Loshon. Faithful. Doesn't mean Hashem is Emuna. What do you mean Hashem is Emuna? Kel Emuna. Oh, wow. Baruch Hashem. Hashem's got a bit of, you know, he started to believe in himself. שיאמין בעולם ובורוי, קליימה בעיר העולם, מאמין בונו ונוסו לנו תפקיד בחרייס המותרס אלינו ולבטסת. השם trusts us, he has faith in us to fulfill the mission that he gave us. כל אחד מתנו הוא לא פחות שליח של הקדוש ברוך הוא מהרבי שלי, הרב ויזמן. Every one of us here is no less a servant of Hashem, a שליח of Hashem, the revised mandate. ולא פחות שליח מהריזל, מהגרו, מהבר שם טוב, שרב שמעון בר יוחאי, לכולו תפקיד שלא ניתן להחליף בו. No one here is less important in the מערכת. We learned the Gemara yesterday, no? No one here is less important than anybody else in the fulfilling of his mission. Don't look at the mission. Yeah, the Rizal, I'm not going to be the Rizal. You're right. If you would be the Arizal would have to be something else because we don't need two Arizal. We need a Shur and an Arizal. The Arizal did what he had to do and I have to find out and do what I have to do. But my mission is no less critical than his. That you have to know and believe and get it into your fishbowl. My job may not be to save European Jewry. Maybe it is, I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's mine. But my job is to do my job, whatever that is, and you have to take that job as seriously as the Groh and the Baal Shem Tov and the Shem Bar Yochai and David HaMelech took their jobs. Mishayna Ma'amin B'Shlichus, you know, the Chofetz Chaim said that anybody could have written the Mishnah Berurah. Anybody who's learned to write the Mishnah Berurah knows, but not anybody could have written the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is beyond comprehension. 25 years. Of the Chofetz Chaim, sweat and blood and toil, and not just alone. to bring out a Mishnah Berurah, and he said anybody could have done it. You know why? It needed to be done. And whoever got up and said, I'll do it, shouldn't have given the koach to do it. He said, I went around begging the Daily Show to write the Mishnah Berurah. I couldn't tell anyone to do it. So it made him mock a Mishnah. I decided I have to do it. And he said, he had miraculous Sefer Yishmael writing the Mishnah Berurah. And anybody would have said, I'll do it, but not the same Sefer Yishmael. But they didn't, so he did. The same with us today. There are lots of things that need doing, but we're waiting for someone else to take care of it because Marcus will lie. If you'd step up and do it, you'd see you can do it. Person needs a lot of imuna to live with this properly. But if you don't believe in your shlichus, you're going to mess up, guaranteed. Vim yudi aloich holech im achrayus v'mamim b'shluchusse v'yukabel es kol asiyat v'ishmai nitzrech es loy lebatzeh es shluchusse. A bit of v'shinanta. A bit of v'shinanta. V'shinanta is an irgun. Couple of thousand of Reichi learn a certain kind of like the issue thing. Learn a certain amount of shas and his mitzvahim and whatever, and he got to whatever, you know, started that. It was real. It's only for people to be learning and learning more seriously and having more ground and whatever. They started it. The outlay is untold. The amounts of money required are ridiculous. And he went around to a few green and tried to get them to be mishtatef, and they wouldn't. So he took it on himself and he did it. And he covered the cost. Once a year, they have a big gathering, Yabena's money, they have a big gathering, and he used to, you know, issue the prizes and whatever. It took on millions. Why did he do it? He didn't have anything else to do with his life. He saw a need. No one else wanted it. So it must be that it's my job, and he went and he did it, and he saw enormous Yatrishma. Enormous Yatrishma. It's unbelievable how much Torah has been generated through that one person waking up one morning and saying, we need to do something. David Hofstadter, that's not a deer shoot. You know what he did? One year, Balabos. Balabos happened to be a very wealthy Balabos. Hofstadter is a Reichman leagues in Toronto. But he decided that's what Klal Yisrael needs, and look what he did. One man. Imagine how much Torah has been learned in his house. He could have said, what do you want from me? Let the Gedolim do it. I'm a boss. I'm a boss of the Balabos. If they need money, come to me. He's to remedy everything and anybody in the whole world. So let them come to me for a, you know, for a check for deer shoe. I mean, I'll give them $10 million for deer shoe. I mean, a lot. But that he felt the Christ to do it himself and to start it and to build it and to start deer shoe calling him all over the world and da 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 da. He saw a need and he did it. Did he think he would do what he did? Did he think in his wildest dreams he would have achieved what he achieved? Where from? Who could have thought such things? Avos Sabonim, the first Avos Sabonim. Who would have thought? We saw a need and did something. Look what happened. Wildfire. Why did they do that? Because they know they have a mission. This is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling me I need to do. I do it because I know that I can. How do I know that I can? Well, because Hashem told me to do it. And I got his credit card.
That's cool. But they start making it for some time.
Everything I'm saying, I'm just giving you a few examples. There's plenty of examples in Klal from Nachon. As Mishu Einu Ma'amin B'Shlichus, he doesn't believe in himself. It's not going to happen. Ubasvas Emes into the Midrash. Svas Emes has interesting words to say, as he always do. He opens the eyes a little bit. Ein Choviv, the Midrash says like this: Ein Choviv na Kodesh Baruch Hu Keshliach Shenishtaleach La'aso Is Mitzvah. It says in the Midrash, there's nothing as precious in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a shliach shenishtaleach la'asoyis mitzvah. Who? You know, you translate shenishtaleach. It's a verb of shliach. Who shlichus is a new word. His shlichus is to do the mitzvah, and he gives himself fully over to be matzliach in his shtukus. Noida divre avi zikne meiri ve rebi zatzal. Who was the father of the Sfasemis? He mentions the son, huh? Probably the Chiddush Arim. I don't know, it was the Gerer Rebbe before the Sfasemis, or his father was. Ki kulanu shluchei mitzvah shenishtochanu mehashem yisparach v'olam hazeh lekaya mitzvah yisof. These words are very hard to understand. Listen carefully. Ki kulanu shluchei mitzvah. We are all shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah. Shlich mitzvah. We were sent down into this world by Hashem. The Kayam Mitzvoiso. So, 1 second, understand. I was sent into this world to keep Hashem's mitzvah. I got sent down here with a job to do. Get on and do your job. Why is it as a Shliach of Hashem? But that's what it's telling you. When you're doing mitzvahs, you're not doing mitzvahs because you were a soldier and you were told what to do, now do it. You're doing mitzvahs because Hashem has a mission that he wants to fulfill in this world. And he's asking you to please help him, whatever that could be awful, to fulfill his vision for the world. And as we mentioned many times, he can't do that without us. That's why he created us. He doesn't create us. He's not lacking anything, but this he can't do. And therefore, you're a shliach of his to do the mitzvahs. You're doing the mitzvahs because it's going to get sent to do, it's going to get punished. No! The God Lador phones you up and says, I need a favor. There's a certain Jew that learns in your koilo. He's having some financial difficulties. Can I have a check for him? Will you please end this check to him? That's what Hashem asked us to do. You shliach of Hashem, how great would you feel? Me, the God Lador phones me personally, of course I'll do it for you. Why are you doing it? The God Lador said, I have to do it. No, you're a shliach. It's a completely different relationship to mitzvah, no? V'vada lo yisef shirut lamshich kedusha zeirim shabayla mazeh. Rak al yedei bnei Yisrael b'avadoiso. The possibility of kedusha Hashem coming down into this world is only via klal Yisrael. V'ha'etzi yoichli liskem v'liskayim b'ayla mazeh b'kedusha zal yedei ha'mitzvah kiritziv sholeach oirech ha'mitvamitecho. Dina bekol dove yesh kedusha kedixim malchus cho malchus koi oilomim nimtza shekol anas hu rotson aleinu bilvad rak shenisa v'olam hazeh nimtza shekol anas hu rotson elyon bilvad rak shenisa v'olam hazeh. Everything that happens is the rotson Hashem. Just it's hidden in this world. The mitzvahs are called light candles that light and that illuminate with the koyach of Torah of everything we do. There's nothing that a person does that doesn't have in their mitzvah. If a person does that, he has to give himself over to the mission. That is, you have to gather all your retainers and nullify them in the face of all I want to do is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to do. And then you'll be matzliach in your mission and you'll do the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to. And even in your physical deeds, the Yeshuva Das you'll get, that you're able to be clarity, you have clarity, and you'll be able to want the MS and do the MS, you'll be able to makaim the Rotz and Hashem, and for there you'll be saved and you'll achieve what you were sent in this world to achieve. Our job is to go and find out what is our mission, recognize how great that mission is. The day race, not only now, but the day race, and to hand myself over to that mission, to detach yourself from all the evil and all the nourishment and all the nonsense that surrounds us. The Kach Nizke, B'meira, B'Yameinu, Yizgala Oire, shall Mashiach be made of the amazing Omein the Omein. To believe in our mission, and via that we'll be able to be, yeah, to be welcome the final Geula, the Meirah B'Yomein. Now that's a very high ideal, to live like a Shia. And he started with Rav Weissmandl, who lived in a planet in another dimension in terms of how he took his mission seriously. We're not asked to do what Rav Weissmandl did. He did what he did. We have to do what we have to do, but we have to do it for the same sense of a chrayas and cheshivas that important. I'm not saving a million Jews in Hungary. I don't know what I'm doing. But whatever I'm doing is the same weight and seriousness as saving a million Jews in Hungary. Have a wonderful Shabbat.